I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hey guys, welcome to the Katie Keene After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 1, Episode 2, You Can't Hurry Love. We are talking Katie's answer to KO's proposal, Pepper's project, Jorge's big decision, and Josie's new hustles. Okay. Without all of that, we are also having our special segment, Archie's Fashion, with Sanaa, and Eric will be telling us some news and gossip about the show.
Absolutely.
We are also beginning giving you our AfterBuzz predictions. We are going to be talking so much about this episode, and I can't do it without my amazing panel to my left.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So, we are missing our girl Yvette tonight, which is why I am Brian, your moderator for tonight, the resident CW super fan. And here is my amazing panel to my left. We have Eric all the way down on the left, who is a music lover and someone who also explores record stores.
Yeah, and a self-identified crate digger.
Love. Yes. We just saw some hoarders, so that was great.
Absolutely.
Wanted. Yeah.
Love. And we also have Sanaa, who is our resident fashionista.
Oh, thank you.
Love. You look great. So.
Oh, thank you.
This is Zara. Cheetalicious.
Sale section.
Oh, my gosh. I was there recently. It was an amazing sale.
Tell you.
Oh, my gosh. So, we have so much to talk about, guys. So, give me some of your overall thoughts of this episode.
Like, that's all I could say. It was so much going on. Literally, I was in shock the entire time, especially when the ring was stolen.
Right.
Where's the insurance on the ring? Okay, that's what I really wanted to know.
I hope he bought some. Well, he has such a good head on his shoulders. I think he might have bought insurance. So.
He'll probably knock the guy out. I thought he was going to run after the guy and knock him out. That would have been hot. His name is like KO.
A little aggression in the streets of New York. Yeah, take me home, nostalgia.
Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of KO and Katie, let's just jump right into it. So, we saw a lot about their relationship. We got our answer for the proposal in the end.
Right.
But in the beginning, of course, the ring was stolen and we didn't really get a definitive answer. We kind of went through. She said no, basically.
Yeah.
She asked for more time to think it over. And of course, KO, the amazing man that he is, gave her that time. And what was really crazy was the party that his mom threw for them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so,
awkward city.
She was so gung ho. She was getting married again.
Right.
My girl, Bree.
She ran in the street to make sure Katie was gonna come in for this party.
Yes,
so. She had invited the block. She invited the family.
She called me too.
What? You was there?
Yes.
I mean, I may as
Where
well.
Where was my invite? Was it lost in the mail?
She bought food. She was really like, and that's, I think, is amazing when a guy's mom likes you, because you know, like, well, you know, I don't really have that trouble, because you know, a lot of guys like, I'm lovable. Like me?
Right.
But honestly, trying to get like the mom to like you and feel like you're her daughter, that's a big thing. And I felt like for her to be able to accept Katie like that, and he seems like he really loves family. He's a little mama's boy, too.
Yeah.
So the fact that she was able to really open her arms to her in her home and give her like something that means a lot of meaning is just wow.
And it feels like she knows her. Like, it feels like there's an established relationship. And I mean, of course, they've been at this since high school. But it's just like, you can tell, like, her not feeling Katie's full joy.
Because
there's so much on her mind. You know, her equating it to her mom. But meanwhile, she's like, I don't know if I want to be with your son.
Right. Yes. So let's talk about that real quick. So what I really want to ask you is, when she declined the mom's offer for the ring, the mom basically, you talked about it, she loves her. And she gave her a family heirloom, basically.
Right.
Her mother's ring, KO's grandmother, you know. So how did you guys feel when Katie basically said, I appreciate it so much, but I can't accept this?
I felt okay with that. I think she was honest. And I think that's a lot of times, being honest is way harder than just being like, you know, saying your fit. It's just so hard to be honest sometimes. And I respect Katie. You know, she got some extra points in my book because it would have been really bad. Imagine if she took the ring and still said no. Then you got to face the mama. Then you got to face the mama. And she, if her son knows how to fight, maybe she does.
Maybe she
does.
You see, she runs.
Right.
Okay.
She starts swinging.
Yeah.
Eric, what did you think?
I just think, like you said, I respect the fact that she didn't take the ring, like, as a transition for the moment. It's kind of like, look, I really need to think long term. This is a heavy decision. We're talking about love. We're talking about life. And I think that it's commendable because, I don't know, at a certain place in life, I may have just kind of taking it to not, you know, throw gasoline on the fire, which probably would have made it worse later on. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not the best decision maker,
So I agree with you. I, you know, just thinking about what you guys said, I've kind of changed my decision, but at first I agree with you, and I would have, honestly, I would have just been like, he looks bomb, and the mom is lovely. Right. So I would have just been like, all right, mother, give me that ring. But, but now thinking about it, definitely, if they have such an amazing relationship already, I feel like that's why she did it. You know, that's why she was comfortable enough to say, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your son, but it's not the right time.
Right. Yeah.
So I definitely thought about that right now, too. So.
And then the mom agreed to hold on to it until she was ready. She didn't, she didn't take it and be like,
so she wasn't petty, like, LaBelle.
Right, right. We know many.
She wasn't petty.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So, Katie, of course, she had a great little ending. So, what did you guys think about the end when they had the little compromise? Francois was great in his kind of advice.
No, it wasn't.
thank you, Sanaa.
Cut it. Cut the crap. Okay. You know that was not good advice. He basically, to me, and I, come on. If you do not want to marry some, marriage is like sacred. It's not like, oh, this is my little boo thing, and we just sleep over each other's house. No.
Thank you, Dana, for that. Yeah. That was amazing.
This is literally like for life, okay? This is on your hand. This is a ring. So the fact that you would just like try to force yourself to kind of like, okay, I don't really feel it. Like, no, if you get married or I get proposed to, I want to make sure I'm like, yes, soon as like, he asked the question, not having to think about it.
Okay.
But I do like the... Because when I was first watching, I'm like, what are you saying right now? It's yes or no, period. There's no middle ground.
Yes,
like, that's what I was asking. Like, what do you feel about the compromise that he basically proposed? Like, you know, maybe you can't. Maybe this isn't the right time. But well, how about a compromise, which is what she did?
I needed it in summation. And I think... And when I say in summation, I needed Katie's... take on what his advice was.
Because
I'm like, you're trying to confuse the situation. KO gonna leave her. Because she don't know what's, he don't know what's going on. That's too much.
And then he walked in and she got another man ring on her finger.
And then didn't introduce herself as, like, introduce KO as her boyfriend. I was just like, okay, Katie, you are ruining this in one episode.
And wait, little side note. Did I know you guys, let us know in the comments, because I know you guys have seen this. Did you see that little spark between the prince and Katie?
Oh, I didn't.
I'm not trying to start nothing, Katie, but
I was hoping that wasn't a moment, because I'm like, Katie, like, because I don't feel like in episode one we got to see any spark. We didn't I didn't get any inclination that this could even be a thing.
Sure.
Episode two either. So I'm just like, why are we taking this
maybe
really random plot to? You're reaching.
I'm reaching.
It's not enough to get your arm cut off, but it's a calm stretch. Yeah.
No, maybe it's not a reach though, because I did notice the little touch of the finger.
It was the eyes, guys. Okay. The eyes.
Yeah. Yes, I definitely agree. So, but yeah, I think that was definitely a really interesting moment when she basically brought him in and she was like, this is my, And I was like, girl, you can say boyfriend, you can say fiance, you can say lover. Like, say something.
As long as you don't say, this is my little friend.
Yes.
That
if she
would have
said friend, KO would have walked out the door and he would have been like, I've been on KKO. I'm ready. I'm ready, willing, and able. I'm next.
You should say that.
We are so bad. So bad. I love it. All right. We talked so much about Katie and KO. We got to talk about everybody else because there was so much happening.
Yeah.
So let's move on to Pepper. Last time, we kind of got a little bit. Like, we didn't really get to see her so much, but now we kind of saw what she's up to. So, the biggest thing that happened was the first thing that with Katie. She wrote about Katie's robbery in her article.
Girl
How
code.
Shady was that? How
Girl
shady was
code.
That?
It was broken. That's like someone telling you, like, you know, hey, you know, yeah, he proposed to me. And then you go tell the whole world. As a journalist, girl, some stuff you got to keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Some tea, like, that stuff you could have kept to yourself. It was not that big of a story to me to where, like, she had to just blast it out there like that. I felt like that was wrong. And she was getting a little too spicy with the tea.
Right.
That's
too much pepper.
Too
much pepper.
Okay, now you got Katie feeling salty. Yeah.
Spicy is going to be our hot word of this show. We need to start a timer, like a ding when you say spicy.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. All right, so talking about Pepper Still, in the end, we kind of saw what is really happening. So yeah. She kind of got that meeting with the investor who apparently was arrested. And then we saw that she might be maybe living in this warehouse now because yeah. she got caught in her, I guess it's kind of conning. So what did you guys think? But even more than all of that, what did you think of how she christened the warehouse with our girl, Dee Dee?
First of all, there's blood on the wall. And yeah, second of all, she better hope a piece of glass does not pop her air mattress.
Yeah, that's ghetto.
Because, child, I did not know what was going on. Oh, it was goodness. A lot. And I feel like she's the type... I like her, but I feel like she kind of plays the game of keeping up with the Joneses. Like, it's this persona. Like, she tries to keep up. Even with, like, you know, you're getting kicked out of the hotel. You're getting kicked out of
like
places,
security
sweetie.
Is coming for her.
Like, yeah. your face is being plastered everywhere. Yes. Like, you're on Craigslist at this right. point. Yeah. And, like, do not, like, have her here. So I feel like she needs to just take a step back. Mm-hmm. And really re-look at a lot of stuff because you can't live like that.
But I also like her drive. I like yeah. the fact that she's able, in the midst of like a really hard time, to sure. be like, in a few months, this is going to be the spot, period. Like, no matter what this moment looks like, yeah. what the end goal is going to be, it's going to be successful.
Yes.
I like that she is kind of the high sedity friend.
Yeah.
I like that energy about her. I also like that she's witty. She's quick on mm-hmm. her feet. But I don't. I think that first part,
it's like
that
the
first
keeping
like
up
tab-
with the Joneses. Yes, yeah,
that's one thing I don't like when we have yeah. these like storylines of characters who are like, I gotta keep this face. I gotta make sure everyone knows that I'm yeah. the hottest and brightest thing in New York. It's like, girl, you don't got
if
money.
If you don't get right. that studio apartment rent. In Brooklyn or wherever it is in New York, just get your little studio.
Yeah, and what I think even more about that is that. Her three friends are exactly like that. You know, they know that they're not, like,
right.
rolling
right.
in cash in New York.
Right. And you
but
don't
they're
have
still,
to put up that persona.
Yeah, especially, they're still living their best life, so.
Especially during that moment of vulnerability when they were all in the bedroom and everyone's life is kind of, like, crumbling. And it was mm-hmm. just, like, this was your moment to kind of, like, join yes. in and give that same type of energy. Because yes. when Jorge was like, oh, you know, I offered you my room, she's like, oh, you know, I'll be at the World Off. And I'm like, girl, you better hope yeah. you're not in a corner in a box.
Oh, my God.
All right, Papa.
I think we're going to start coming for her. But yeah.
She should have known instantly when he asked her to do coke in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was already, ready like... A red flag times 50.
Right.
So
that was rough. Yeah. It's like ill etiquette.
Yeah. Next time, girl, you yeah. gotta put down the deposit for your meetings. You gotta say, look, you gotta at least slide me a little like 8,000.
Right.
So then you can at least have like at least I don't know if that even covers like 1 month, but at least 30 days of your rent.
Right.
In New
oh,
York,
gosh.
That can't even buy you a pack of Skittles.
Maybe right. not. Like,
maybe. No. Maybe it's worse than is it worse than LA?
Maybe a pack of gum. I don't know.
Right, yeah. Winter fresh. Don't go higher than that.
Not
yeah.
Or
yeah, that's it. Bubble gum. But you'll roll. Okay. Oh my God. All right, speaking of that little moment they had yeah. in the dressing room, let's move over to Jorge. So Jorge got blacklisted from Broadway, but thankfully it kind of turned around for him when he got the audition for Jefferson, which was really great. And, of course, he got the tour, like we know. But I want to know, how did you guys feel about that audition with Jefferson and how he had to kind of change who he is yeah. to land that role?
Well, okay. So one shout out to Nicki Minaj for Moment for Life.
Yeah. We were girl. Literally rapping it yeah, the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was I felt it.
But I didn't feel it because I knew mm-hmm. it wasn't him. And I feel like for me, like knowing how I am, like having to play that masculine persona, it's just like it doesn't feel right. It really yes. sits wrong. So I was just like, you know, get yours, but like
don't get
is it
get
really
your,
the price
yeah.
of it? Like,
yes.
you know, the you're not living in authenticity, but I mean, he's also an actor, so it's I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that so much. It's like, you know, going for auditions or like anything you do in life, you know, having to kind of change who you are
right.
to get someone else's approval yeah. is always such a hard thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's even the bigger thing that he struggled with that decision. It's like I think all the things kind of came down and overall he felt really dirty about it. He felt mm-hmm. that he landed this role not the way he wanted to, which is kind of why he was able to make the decision and say, you know, it's not right this time, but yeah. I know it's going to get right the next time, and I'm going to get that big Broadway spot. So yeah. I think that was great. I really liked how he kind of just, even though he could have, maybe this could have led to Broadway down the line,
yeah.
he said that, I know this is going to get me there. This decision is going to get me to where I need to be. So
Yeah. And I respect it, because at first I was like, are you crazy if you don't just take it?
Yeah, because I thought the same.
At first I was like, you know, you never know where an opportunity can lead. So I'm like, okay, you never know who you'll meet, and you never know, like, it might be a small opportunity, but you might be the best one,
right,
you know, on with the crew.
Yeah.
So, but then I also had to take a look back at it, and I agree with you guys. You know, you can't always take, I think his main message in the story was trying to say, like, you know, if you take anything, people won't respect you, you know, as much too. Because, like, if he just goes taking, like, just any old thing, then sure, and it's, like, raggedy and tore up, like, right, it's not even, like, up to his level or standard. It's kind of like...
Like Pepper's Law.
Right. Like...
It's not even a loft. It's a warehouse.
Oh, yeah. It's gutter.
Oh my gosh. God. We're reading her so
I
bad.
I like you, Pepper. I do. You did not just say that.
What? A spade is a spade.
My gosh.
But when you think about it, he couldn't even answer the... Outside of the audition, he couldn't even answer the phone as himself.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you're done now. You can talk. And if you feel like you have to be masculine throughout, this really is not for you.
Yeah. So I think that was one of the biggest things about the decision. He was like, yeah, exactly. He's thinking that it's going to change who he is overall. Like, he's like, okay, I did it just for this one time, but it eventually will change who he is over time, which is what he didn't want, you know? And he is so... Ginger is just amazing. So I think he was so, like, close to her, or, like, he felt her so much that he was like, I can't leave her behind. Yeah. So... Yes. All right. Speaking of girls that are amazing, let's talk about Josie now. So she got her job. Of course, she was working at... I love how Riverdale does this. I don't know if you guys know this, but Riverdale always does, like, fun little names for, like, popular things. Mm. So it's not Dunkin' Donuts. It was Plunkin' Donuts. Yeah. So that was fun. Yeah.
That's
so
cute.
Yeah, it's always super cute. But, yeah, so she works at Plunkin' Donuts now. And she also got her second hustle at the record store. Mm-hmm. But apparently she got a third hustle because she was hustling Alex... for him to make his pockets hurt. Like, she was asking him to drop his coin right there and then in the club.
Yeah. Yes.
To save that record store. So, how did you guys feel about her just saying, hey, where's your money? Like, literally, like...
I like it. Okay. Because that shows what type of energy he's about to bring to the table. Because he owes that to her, I feel like. Because he messed up big, sort of, like... I wouldn't say mess up, like, big, but he did mess up big when he was in the studio last time.
Yeah. Sure.
And, like, kind of... not making the opportunity seem what it was, even though he had good intentions.
Right.
So I feel like this was this opportunity to kind of make it up. And I think he tried to as best he could.
Yes.
As best he could.
I mean, yeah, he has some groveling to do. yeah.
He tried.
No, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
I'm not mad. I think she did it.
Yeah.
So that's so funny. At first, I was shook. I was taken back. I was like, girl, you did not just ask him to drop his coin right here in the club.
No transition sentence.
No, right. Yeah, she was just like, okay, so there's this record store, and I was wondering if you wanted to save it. I'm like, okay,
like, let's get to business right now.
You shouldn't even ask. You should have just pulled out your checkbook and made him sign it. But at first, I was shook by it. But now, thinking about what you said, I do agree, because he does have some things to make up for, that whole shady business at the record label with our girl, Alexandra, who is just a nightmare.
She's gross.
Alexandra our girl?
She's not our girl. She is trying to be our girl, but she's trying to be someone's girl, but she's not our girl.
She's gross.
Yeah. Did you guys catch they did, like, the Cruella DeVille type of reference?
Yeah,
with that last time. I was like, this is Cruella right here.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So, let's talk about her for a little bit. So, I want to learn more about her. Like, I don't know. How about you guys? She is pretty evil, but I feel like I want to know how she's going to impact Josie's story in particular. So, what did you think about her just walking in and saying, I'm actually the owner of this record label now. Record store, sorry. There's record labels and record stores, guys. I know that I always get them confused.
It's okay. I'm the crate diver. No, I just want to know why she's so jaded. Like, I want to know the backstory between them two, because there seems like there's this competitive sibling rivalry, and she, for some reason, has to be...
it.
Right. Like, I don't...
Like, she has to be number one on top of everything. And it's like... I feel bad, because Alex, he really just wants to, like, do the right thing. Like, he really, it seems like every time he appears to have done, like, you know, go four steps forward, it's like she just grabs him by the collar and just yanks him on back.
Yes.
And put him right back, like, 10 steps in back of her. It kind of seems like she wants to be the type of, you can do okay if I let you get there, but you're not going to do better than me. Like, she knew Josie's voice was just amazing. Mm-hmm. But because she didn't find the artist, it's a problem.
Sure.
And then it's like, even with the record, you know, the record store, that would have been a great, you know, investment because their artists could have their music directly just go there.
Right. Sure, yeah.
But, and that's lucrative, but she knew because it didn't come from her, she has to just make it difficult.
Love it. Yes, I definitely agree. And I, what I'm thinking, I always see these kind of sibling rivalries. I'm a CW super fan, so this is what they always do. is basically, I think Alexandra wants what Alexander has.
Right. Mm.
So she is like this, trying to be queen bee, like, oh, I'm up here, I'm running this record label all on my own kind of thing. And I feel like for some reason, maybe it was like a family thing and it was passed to her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was kind of like, given that, you know, so I feel like she's kind of jaded because she wants that freedom that Alex has of being able to go out and like explore music and meet new people, but she's too busy running her show that she can't do that. So
yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, we talked so much about this, but before we get anywhere else, Sanaa, do you have a message for our amazing fans out there?
Yes. We want to thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, and you're right there. Yes, you right there. Make sure you like and subscribe to us. You're right there. Just click that button. Mm-hmm. It only takes a second. And let us know what you think in the comments. We really do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, everyone. That was our recap for season 1, episode 2. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
such a good episode.
Oh, God.
Ooh. All right. So now let's move into our special segment.
Yes. You know I love it.
All right. So we are going to talk. Our special segment is called Archie's Fashion, and it's with our girl Sanaa over here.
Hey.
And basically what we're going to be doing is showing you some of the comics and the fashions from the comics and how they basically complain to Katie Keene. So, girl, take it away.
Yes. So, as you guys can see right here, look at this. We got to talk about it. Look at this sexy little outfit she has.
Wow. She is looking good.
Wow. And the thing I love about this is that, like, in a lot of the comics, she's very, like, sexy, but still fashionista, like
sophisticated. Yes.
But when you watch the show, and you know, I expect it because it's Lucy Hale too. But like, she's more reserved. I feel like she doesn't take as many fashion risks and like shows like skin versus here. I mean, take a look. She even has the back out, the bun.
Yeah, that was hot.
The bun.
Yes,
like,
yeah, girl.
She's not playing, okay?
Nope.
That's a sexy swimsuit.
Love. I love that. But I definitely agree with you on that, that she's her fashion in the show is a little bit reserved.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see some more skin. Maybe it's because they're in winter or fall.
But you could show, you know, you could show a little bit of shoulder, a little collarbone.
Yeah. When it's 70 degrees here in LA, I'm still wearing a jacket. So.
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
Wow.
Well,
okay, there we go.
That goes to our next look.
Yes.
Then, which is her. It's raining, but this is the most fashionable rain outfit I've ever seen.
So cute.
So cute.
If you catch me, I will have like an umbrella, probably like mascara running from the rain. Like,
oh, okay.
Just you know, you might catch a little bit of that drift, but here she has the rain hat, everything. I'm loving it with the boots and the maxi skirt.
Yeah.
Come on.
Transparent poncho.
Yes. Exactly. The poncho.
So
the
she can
poncho.
Still see what she's wearing underneath. Yeah. It doesn't hide it. Love
she's
that.
She's like, you gotta catch this.
All
so
right.
So let's see what the other outfit is. Now, I had to show you guys this one. Look at this one.
Mm-hmm.
She has the heels.
Okay.
With the back out.
Right.
And she's letting you see, okay, what KO loves, which is the buns. The buns, okay?
Oh, my God.
She wants to show you guys what she's working with.
This is so cute.
I guess I'm not getting KO because if I have to compete with that, then I guess I'm out of the question.
No, just put your back out.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I love a good plunging back line.
Yeah.
And since we're talking about KO, you know he had to make a little appearance.
Oh, love.
Super cute.
Okay. And on his shirt, I believe it says...
Is that his name? Yes, it's his name. Cute.
Yes, isn't that so cute? So now you know how she... I thought this was really cute, and I had to point this out to you guys. Because remember in the first episode, she was wearing the KO shirt.
Yes!
So now it's a
love. I love that. I love that.
I love it. I have to find one on Amazon and get it made.
Right, I know. Same here.
I didn't
oh my
realize
gosh.
Her fashion was so pinup.
It
yeah,
is very.
Yeah, she was so a pinup. Yeah, it was a pinup... comic for
right
her.
There like, that is kind of personified right
there.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
the all black now I'm showing you guys a little bit of cover up, you know, she covered herself up,
mm-hmm.
but this is fire and I and you know it gives a little bit more of a classy look, you know. KO's probably taking her out for a nice dinner.
Yeah,
right.
But you know, her having that look, and I really love it. And I hope to see more of Katie's looks, too, on the show. And you know, like how we talked in the previous episode as well, too, there's talk about the fans might be able to design her next costume. So if that's the case, I hope we get in on it.
Yes. Okay. Really quick, I want, just while that's up there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed, Josie mentioned somebody by the name of Cheryl Blossom, Riverdale's resident queen of, she's a pinup queen. So that is giving me Cheryl Blossom vibes right there. So I love it. And Cheryl is my number one on Riverdale. So when Josie said it, I was like, there she is. There's my girl. So,
yay.
Oh my gosh. All right. So thank you so much, Sanaa, for that amazing special segment. We love seeing that fashion. And we hope to see it again. We will definitely see it again next week.
Oh, yeah. She has to be seen. And some more outfits.
Yes. All right. So after our special segment, we also have some special news and gossip with Eric. All right, Eric, take it away.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys have been reading up on the show. I got into a Cosmopolitan article basically telling me about the connection between Riverdale and Katie Keene.
Yes.
And some fun information that Cosmopolitan broke down for me is that Katie Keene is actually a spinoff from 5 years into the future after season 4 of Riverdale.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. And I also have some inside facts about the show to give you some context, okay? So it turns out that Daphne Rubin Vega, who is Jorge's mom on the show, was actually the original role of Mimi in the play Rent, the Broadway play.
That
is so cute. I love that.
Which is perfect because, I mean, we see that this family loves Broadway.
Yes. Like, I love her already. I want to see more of her.
She's so supportive.
Yes. I want to see more of that mom.
Yeah.
I love it.
And also, at the Red Lighthouse that Katie takes to have a second when she's pondering over K.O.'s fine.
Self.
Yes. Thank you for cleaning that up for me.
K.O., just drop your number at this point. Just drop your number,
because we're lusting.
They want to get in contact.
Oh my gosh, hello.
So apparently that Red Lighthouse is actually a part of Fort Washington Park in New York City.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I love that. All right.
Which is super cute. I've never been because as a New Yorker, you kind of don't travel. Right. You just hit your points and then that's it. And
Oh my gosh.
Pepper, we saw her trying to get investors for her loft space that's supposed to be the future of the culture. And she said that the investor that was supposed to be financing her, his last name was Gecko, which is actually a Wall Street reference.
Very cool.
So Wall Street, money, Gecko.
Wow.
Pepper's going to get her coin, period. She is. That's the point.
She needs to get out of that warehouse.
Yes. Yeah.
She needs to take her air mattress out.
Why? She's having sex.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. Okay, and I guess. She's doing something
she's
right.
She's going to get it. Even though she's a little like, over the place, I do have faith in her because her grind is crazy. She has that New York type grind.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we talked about so much in this episode because it was great. We had our special segment, our news, but now we're going to get into one of my favorite parts, our predictions. All right, so tell me some of you guys' predictions for next episode.
Pepper, she's going to get to the money.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how she pulls it together because even though she tries to play this, like, all-put-together role, I think she's going to figure out a way. She always finds out a way and how people cannot find her slipping at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I can't wait to figure out where she's going to get this money from and how she's going to get it. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Love that. Eric, what do you think?
Okay, two things. I think we're approaching Josie and Alexandra having a standoff.
Oh,
because
for sure.
I feel like for Alexandra, it's a power struggle, not only in regards to the company, but you think you're going to bring another woman into the business and no. And then on top of it, I think there's going to be some type of conflict with KO moving into the house because they already have a household of...
It's 10 people who live there.
Did you drag
that?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, wait, who are the other characters that live in this house? In a New York apartment? Blasphemy.
If I was any of the other girls, I'd be like, oh, Katie, move in, KO girl. Move him in. Have him take my room.
Right.
Does he want to stay with me on the floor? Like,
because we...
I'm putting that thought back in my head. Yeah. I'm hoping that I never left.
We heard it, though, but it's fine. Because we saw in the preview that the smoke was coming out of the kitchen, and I think little things. Maybe he'll shave in the kitchen. And, like, you know, it's just a lot.
Shave?
Because he's a man, and it's like shaving in space and things like that. So I'm basically what I'm... I don't shave
That's
in the
sink.
No! Damn, that was sexist.
Oh my God. Okay.
Look, I just think it's going to be some conflict because it's one thing to move into someone and learn each other like that, but to move into an already established situation with three other people is kind of like a lot. So I think that's going to create conflict.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, while I'm thinking of mine, because there was so much that happened, is there anybody in the comments that has a prediction?
They're going off. Let's see what's going on. Well, actually, some of our viewers are actually gagged that Pepper's a lesbian.
Yes, I didn't know. I felt like I was. You guys are just like, oh, okay. I was shocked.
I didn't know.
You didn't know either?
Yeah, no.
So I wasn't shocked because I spoiled it for myself and I'd read like a description of the characters. Yeah. And I saw that there was like a hint at that. And then once I saw it, I was like, oh, this is where it's going to happen. And then it did. I was like, ah.
I had no clue. So Billie Jean Girl 24. Hey, Billie Jean Girl 24. Hey, she said, Pepper, that's her name. I didn't know she was a lesbian. Did they mention that in the first episode? No.
Yeah, no. We got so little from her in that first episode, right. And this was just like, bam, there she is.
Right. Yeah, right. It was a lot. And then I have Forever Mambaverse 24. Peppa's girl, Dee Dee, looks like the girl from Kenan and Kel.
She does.
I'm trying to think of who we're talking about.
Dee Dee.
I know Dee Dee.
Oh, I was like,
who's Kenan and Kel's sister?
Look it up. She was, she lived in the house.
Oh, got it.
You know, I know that's a horrible
girl, rap. What? She lives in the house. Well, now, KO,
we'll look it up. We'll look it up. Any predictions?
So far, no predictions. Okay. I think everyone's just, like, dissecting. Oh, okay. Well, we have External Shockwave saying...
Ooh, nice External Shockwave.
Hi. Nice predictions. I think there'll eventually be some problems with Katie and KO Kelly.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. So I am going to jump off that because that was actually my prediction last week, and I think it's already starting to happen. So okay. I think KO is already kind of... He had the ring, remember? So he put it back behind his back, and I cried. But I think he's already kind of feeling the distance because he's like, that wasn't the answer I wanted. You know, it was a compromise, which I think he appreciated, but I think he really wanted her to say yes. Who wouldn't want her to say yes?
Right.
So I think it's already we're going to see that distance already of him... Because we didn't also get any development on his moving to Philadelphia.
Right.
So,
right.
Philly?
No, it's Philly,
right? Okay, I was like, yeah, where are you going? So, we didn't get any development about him moving to Philly. So, like, did he move in with her and still, is he still going to Philly? Or I think he really wanted her to just say yes because they were having that long distance. I don't know. But what I think, jumping off my last prediction and External Shockwave, thank you. Mm-hmm. I think that we're going to see some more riff in their relationship.
What if they break up?
I'll cry.
No, you don't. You want to be with KO so bad. So you try to have him on the floor. You want to be with him so bad.
We gotta get KO in here, guys.
We need to. Yeah. Oh my gosh. KO, if you're watching, Zane Holtz, please let us know if you would love to join our show. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this amazing episode of Katie Keene. So everybody, where can they find you on socials?
Yeah. Okay. You can find me on Instagram at IAM_Sanaa. So that's SANA_.
Mm-hmm. And you can catch me on Instagram at The World According to Eric, Facebook and Twitter at Eric Devante, as well as YouTube.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at The Brian Santos. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would love to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.